It was a busy summer weekend in the world of road races. People were running all across the country, from the Future Extreme Fiery 5K in Grayson, Georgia, to the Forest Park Marathon in Portland, Oregon. But there aren't many races that have the pedigree of the Falmouth Road Race, which was run on Massachusetts Cape Cod for the 42nd time yesterday. Here in Now's running guy, Alex Ashlock, was there with his microphone instead of his running shoes, but he brought back this report.
What's not to like? The 7-mile race starts at a lovely spot, right near Nantucket Sound in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. John Carroll has been there from the beginning, when the race was first run in 1973.
Tommy Leonard had the idea. It was run on his birthday on a Thursday afternoon. Driving rain, gusting winds, 92 people finished. Originally, the concept was from the front door of one bar, which is the Captain Kidd in Woods Hole, to the front door of the other bar, which is the Brothers Four in Falmouth Heights.
Tommy Leonard is a beloved bartender. He was also a runner, and he gave birth to the Falmouth Road Race. Yesterday, his race attracted nearly 13,000 runners. They went to the starting line near Captain Kidd, this time on a sunny, humid summer morning. Thousands of fans lined the course, which hugs Nantucket Sound and climbs and drops like a roller coaster from start to finish. This year, as has been the case for many years, African runners dominated Falmouth. Kenyans Stephen Sambu and Betsy Sena won the men's and women's races, but Americans Ben Bruce of Flagstaff, Arizona, and Andrew Colley of Williamsburg, Virginia, finished fourth and fifth in the men's race, and Molly Huddle of Providence, Rhode Island, was third in the women's race.
It was good. It was a challenging finish for sure. I was hoping maybe on the downhill I could sweep up to you guys, but it just got harder from there. So, yeah, they ran great.
They all ran in the footsteps of some of the greatest U.S. runners in history, because you could argue that Falmouth is the birthplace of American road racing. And it started with Frank Shorter, who really kicked off the American running boom when he won the 1972 Olympic marathon.
I think when Bill and I first went head-to-head here, In 1975, Bill Rogers and I, that court sort of drew attention to the fact that you really could have competitive road racing be something that would capture people's interest.
Shorter failed to mention there that he won that 1975 confrontation over Bill Rogers, and he did it again in 1976. And ironically, it was Rogers who invited Shorter to come to the Cape and race him in the first place.
The bartender who began the race started his idea. You know, Tommy Leonard, he asked me, do I know Frank Shorter? I said, yeah, I know him a little bit. I wrote him a letter, and he wrote me back and said, yeah, come in. He came in and beat me twice, and that was that.
Not really, because Rogers was ascending, and Shorter was on the decline. Bill Rogers went on to become perhaps the greatest marathoner in U.S. history. He won the New York and Boston marathons four times apiece. Decades older now, a little grayer, the two men ran again yesterday. They were joined by another running legend, her name Joan Benoit Samuelson. Back when she was Joan Benoit in the 70s, she won Falmouth five times.
You know, it's a race that helped to launch my career, and I have many friends down here, and it's a rite of passage for so many runners who are destination runners, and it's just a big reunion, and I give it my best effort every year.
The career that was launched in this race on Cape Cod reached a much bigger destination for Samuelson at the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. 30 years ago this month, she won the first ever Women's Olympic Marathon. That's not a bad legacy to spring from what used to be a neighborhood road race that started as just an excuse to drink beer in two different bars in a beautiful part of the country. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.